And the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder, brought to you as it is monthly by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union is ready to help you tackle your home improvement jobs this spring. Looking to remodel your kitchen or maybe put in a new privacy fence? ESFCU has financing tools to turn your dreams into a reality. Learn more at ESFCU.com or text or call us at 620-342-2336. Your locally federally insured credit union by the NCUA. NMLS number 424226.
Welcome once again to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. Allison, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Ron.
Good to have you here again.
It's good to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you. So have we had a good month?
We've had a great month.
Looks like a lot of positive things going on, as always, at USD 253. If you follow the school district on social media at all,
absolutely,
you're pumping out all kinds of positive pieces of information there.
Yes, and Carlos McDaniel, who's our social media person, has been putting out our first-year teachers and just looking at what they've been doing this year. So it's been a really great in addition to the social media.
Oh, and we have a handful of first-year teachers with us here this morning,
yes, we do.
So we'll chat with them and see how their first year has went and if they're looking forward to year two, which is, I guess, in the grand scheme of things, not that far away.
It's not. We were talking about that.
Well, we like to kick off our showcase programs always with some hashtag Emporia proud moments. And Allison, you have another nice list here this morning.
I have a list, yes. The Emporia High School Art Department will be hosting its annual art show on Thursday, April 18th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. at the EHS Library. We would like to invite the public to attend this event and see all of the amazing artwork that our students in the High School Fine Arts Program have created. And I will tell you, I'm there every year, and it is high class art. It's just beautiful. Do a wonderful job. During the first week of April, staff at each of our schools completed a series of training exercises through Children's Mercy, Kansas City, and Project Adam. Project Adam is a nationwide initiative to help provide education, awareness, and preparedness for sudden cardiac arrest events. Each school is now designated as a certified heart-safe school. The training was organized by Mrs. Jennifer Arndt, the district's director of health services, and currently there are 36 AEDs installed across the district.
That was quite a positive, project right there, wasn't it?
Yes, it is. And I will tell you, this is a point of pride because the State Department and the legislature has been working on this as well. We are way ahead of the game, so very proud of that.
Congratulations on that.
On Wednesday, May 1st, we are hosting our annual staff recognition and retirement ceremony. We will recognize our staff who are celebrating milestone years of service and those who have retired or who are retiring at the end of the 2023-2024 school year. And as always, we like to provide a construction update for William Allen White, approximately 7% complete. So we're not in the double digits yet. It's coming. In the new addition space, the crews have cleared the site, installed the storm sewer, which is important for today, poured the building pad and access roads. And the administrative office space, abatement, and interior demolition is underway. And then over the next few weeks, interior and exterior wall framing will begin, followed by drywall installation. During the summer months, abatement and interior demolition of the library and kitchen space will be completed. I was over there the other day, and it's already completely changing, which is great.
That's good.
And as we talked before, we're preparing also for the next year. So we have 2024 school year, 2024-2025 school year, and currently enrolling our pre-registered kindergarten and preschool students. Kindergarten students must be 5 years old on or before August 31st, 2023, and 3- and 4-year-old preschool students must meet eligibility requirements. Families with questions can contact the Jones Early Childhood Development Center, the elementary school nearest you, or call Student and Family Resource Office at 620-341-2396. And then as we wrap up these last few weeks of the 2023-2024 school year, all of our schools are hosting various events and activities. We have music programs, school fundraisers, award ceremonies, sports, and many other activities. So if anyone is interested, please contact your student school or check the school calendars online to see all of the activities our students are doing. Our last day of school this year will be a half day of school on May 17th. Dismissal times will be posted online.
Month away.
Month away. Yikes.
Can't believe you're talking about enrollment already. Stop it.
I know. It's exciting.
It is. Well, and you're saying as the school year wraps up, all kinds of activities. That's just like every week during the entire year you have stuff going on.
It is. I don't know why spring seems even busier. We were just talking. We have girls soccer tonight. We have the art show. We have tennis, baseball. What we have, Lee Mella White has bingo night on Thursday. What else?
When is your prom?
Oh, that is in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Exactly when it
is. I threw that out of the air right at Allison this morning. So I know that Allison
I will look it up and we will
it.
Tell you here before.
Because I know you're quite the multitasker. So you can certainly get that done on the run, I'm sure. Sorry, but I just threw that out there.
Oh, no. I've got it on my calendar.
Unprepared this morning. I was.
It is April 27th.
Okay. So a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And we'll be here. All right. Well, let's get to our first-year teachers. We always like to have a group of these in annually to talk about their experiences. Year number one, if it was everything they expected, what they've learned, accomplished, and maybe some highlights, and if they're looking forward to year number two.
Oh, they're totally looking forward to year two. We talked about that already.
Allison has already answered that question, so we can just
they
blow
will
by
just
that.
Reemphasize that.
Well, first we'd like to bring in Riley Lane, a first grade teacher, Logan Avenue Elementary School. Riley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks. Thanks for coming in here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let me just ask you right up front, how has year one been for you?
Year one has been better than I could have ever expected. The support, not only in my school, but across the whole district, has been amazing and has really made a difference for my first year.
Well, let's back up a little bit. So what got you interested in education and teaching?
I actually started as a paraprofessional. I grew up watching my mom's love for teaching. She taught with Emporia Public Schools for 30 years. And after graduating high school, my mom really encouraged me to apply for a para. I was a para at Logan Avenue for 5 years, and that's really how I discovered my love for the education field. I decided to go back to school, and I got my elementary education degree from Wichita State University, which has now led me to my first year teaching with Emporia Public Schools.
All right, so it kind of runs in the family a
it
bit
does,
then, huh?
It does, it really does.
But it took you with your years as a para to really kind of kick it in high gear then?
Absolutely. I really just did it as a way to pay the bills, and I fell in love with it instantly. The kids, the staff, everything.
So is it everything you expected?
And some.
And
yes.
Some? Oh, positively?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Just the support from the district as a whole has really made my experience so much better than I could have ever wanted it to be.
So why was it and why is it so positive?
They paired me with a very great mentor and just the support from everybody. I thought that there was going to be a lot of things that I had to figure out on my own, and that was not the case. Everybody is just more than helpful to help out new teachers and provide support however they can.
So you excited about coming back for year two then?
Oh, I'm very excited. I'm sad to let my first class go, but I'm very excited to see what next year holds.
So why the first grade? What's your love? Is it first grade? Is that something about the first grade that you wanted to get into?
Oh, yes. As a para last year, I was in a first grade classroom, and I just love the littles. They have so much love and just potential and just so much love and encouragement for learning.
So how much growth do you see in a first grader from September to March?
A lot. They really come in still as kindergartners, and it's crazy seeing how much they grow, not only in age, but maturity, and just really dive into their love for learning.
So how much has preschool helped a lot of these kids now, getting some jump-starting prior to getting into first grade? Does that make a difference?
Absolutely. These kids are coming in with a good wealth of background knowledge, and it's really helpful to really kind of dive into those concepts in first grade, and I'm noticing a big change in them academically, so I think it's had a great impact.
So a positive experience it's been, huh?
Absolutely, yes.
Well, congratulations on a successful first year.
Thank you.
And thanks for all you do.
Thank you. I couldn't do it without our great school district, so I would like to applaud Emporia Public Schools.
That is good to hear. Riley Lane, first grade teacher, Logan Avenue Elementary School. Let's stay in the first grade, why don't we? Claudia Carranza is the first grade teacher at Walnut Elementary School. Claudia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what about your first year? How has it been?
It's been awesome, actually. Honestly, I have to give kudos to Walnut because they have been so supportive. Honestly, they're a great community. I know I can count on them with anything. So I love that.
Okay, you love the kids?
I love the kids
as
well.
You got a good group of first graders?
I do. I have a great group of first graders. They've learned so much. And it's crazy to, see them from the very beginning and the amount of knowledge they have gained from, the start to now.
Is that something that you expected, being this is your first year, to see this kind of growth in one year?
Yes, I expected it. But at the same time, I didn't realize, how much they, know. And it's to me, it's oh, I'm teaching them all these things. And I'm this is so great. And then but are they retaining it? And are they showing it? And then there's their excitement of showing their families or telling them the amazing things that they're doing.
Did you feel any pressure? First day, this is your first class, your first year. How'd you feel that first day?
I think I was nervous. I think I was more nervous than they were because they were excited to be in there. And I was just oh, my gosh, I hope they think I'm good. I'm a good teacher.
Don't let them down.
Yeah, I don't want to let them down. Yeah.
So why education? Why did you get into this field?
I actually applied for the USD 253 as a teacher aide. And I got hired at Village, and I was there for 9 years. And then I was actually in first grade with Tracy Meyer, and she kind of inspired me to become a teacher because I just loved everything about what she was doing, and I was like, I want to be like her.
So where did you get your education?
I got it here at Emporia State University.
Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously a lot of people do that. We're kind of known as a teacher's college here, mm-hmm. So good experience at ESU.
Yeah. It was an awesome experience. I got to see a little of everything, and it was, nice to, learn and see other things besides what I just learned in the district.
So overall, a very positive first year for you then?
Yeah.
Anything stand out as, a big accomplishment or something special that's happened this year to your kids?
I think the biggest accomplishment is we actually had a multicultural night at Walnut, and my students worked really hard on their project, and they got to, showcase that on the night that their families came to see it, and, the excitement that they had, to be able to show what they've learned about another country, and, just to be proud was, the biggest accomplishment I ever, seen in them, because they were just so proud to tell their families everything they've learned.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, Claudia, congratulations on a great first year. You looking forward to year number two?
I am. I'm really excited.
Going to be back with the first graders?
I'm going to be back with the first graders.
Well, that's great. Well, thanks for all you do. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Claudia Carranza, first grade teacher at Walnut Elementary School. And let's bring in now Tyler O'Dell. Tyler's a sixth grade math teacher at Emporia Middle School. Tyler, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning.
Of course.
Well, let's see. Why the education field for you?
Well, when I first graduated high school, I actually wasn't planning on being a teacher. It was kind of in the back of my mind because I always liked working with the younger students while I was a high schooler. So I started off studying computer science, and then eventually I realized it wasn't quite for me. I went back home, worked some odd jobs, and did some soul searching while I took a break during COVID, which was a convenient time to take a break from my college education. But after doing that soul searching, I realized I really wanted a career where I could make direct impact on the lives of students, of just people in a community. And with my passion for math combined with that, I felt teaching was the right place for me. And I fell in love with it, and I've stuck with it ever since.
So is there any education and teaching in your family?
No.
You're the first one, huh?
I have an aunt who has been a teacher for a while, but aside from her parents, grandparents, no other teachers.
So are you from Kansas then?
Yeah, I'm from Lindsborg, Kansas.
Okay. And where'd you go to, where'd you get your higher education?
I started off at Wichita State, and then I transferred to Emporia State University when I decided to be a teacher, because we have such a strong teacher's college here at ESU.
Well, let me ask you, Tyler, how's your number one been for you?
It's been fantastic. It's came with its challenges, of course, but overall it has been such a positive experience getting to work with so many amazing students and coworkers and community members.
Why math? You know, we're going into a subject that that's not well embraced by, you know, a lot of kids, at
right.
least that's been the history
right.
of math. So is a part of it teaching math and part of it getting kids to embrace it a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. And that's the main reason I chose math, is because it's something I'm passionate about, but that most students really aren't. And so it's fun to work with them and help them develop an interest in a subject and a confidence in a subject that is oftentimes difficult and abstract for students. And it's been really rewarding to see some of my students' attitudes change towards math.
You've seen that, Ben? You've had a few that's...
A few, yeah.
You've converted, kind of?
I'd like to believe so.
Is it totally converted? But I this is something that you probably can see some progress. I mean, you know, that you're making headway, you know, with the learning process, isn't it?
Oh, for sure.
You know, sixth grade math and
yeah,
and what? How do you respond to? Well, I'll never use this down the road. Is I'm never going to use math.
That's always a tricky question because it does come up quite a bit. But I always remind them that the more math they know, the more opportunities that they have. Even if they're not using the specific concepts that we learn every single day of their lives. The more math they know, the more opportunities they have to explore in their future careers. And that's what I want for my students, is to have as many opportunities as possible.
So has the experience lived up to what you thought it would be here, year number one?
Oh, for sure. It's been better than I could have ever imagined. Just so much support from the building, from the district as a whole, and from the community.
So have you had a standout positive experience, something that stands out here from year one?
I've done a lot of work with our after-school club program at Emporia Middle School, Junior Spartan Extra. I've gotten to run Lego Club all year and Math
Nice.
Club all year, and that has been a rewarding experience to work with kids outside of my regular classroom on something like Legos or exploring math concepts that we don't have time for in class. And through Math Club, I also was able to host and moderate the AMCA math competition at Emporia Middle School back in February, which is a nationwide competition.
So how'd we do?
We don't really place like compared to the nation. It's kind of a competition that's ranked within our building.
Okay. So was it a good competition then? Things
go
well?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It was rewarding to see the kids work hard to solve practice problems leading up to the event and then organize them all.
Well, Tyler, congratulations on a positive first year. You ready for year number two then?
Absolutely.
Can we be back with the sixth graders? Expect to be? Are you expect to be back with the sixth grade math next year?
Let's just say it's, I plan on being back to Emporia Middle School.
Okay.
Grade level up in the air, and I'd rather not say it live yet.
Okay. All right. We'll stay tuned then for that one. Details. Well, thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it. That's Tyler O'Dell, sixth grade math teacher, Emporia Middle School. And now we want to introduce you to Adrian Inglese, a technology teacher at Emporia High School. Adrian, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good, Ron. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thanks for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you.
Technology teacher. So specifically, what does a technology teacher teach?
So technology kind of runs over a big umbrella term nowadays. What I'm specifically in is industrial technology, which is dealing with residential and commercial building, woodworking techniques, production methods, which deals with working in factories, which we have here in town. All along that field is kind of what we cover in technology, but there's also the graphic arts, more computer-based tech, which I don't deal with.
So for you, what prompted you to travel down the educational path?
So a couple of the most influential people in my life back when I was in school were my educators, my teachers, specifically my choral and band directors. And I always asked them, I said, what do I need to do when I graduate? I have no clue what I should do. And they said, well, do something you enjoy. So I thought about it and said, well, I like being in school, and I like doing music. I like doing hands-on tasks. So I thought, well, I'll go to school and get my music degree and end up becoming a teacher. And so that's kind of where I fell into this place.
So from music to technology then, huh?
Yeah, it was kind of a weird jump. I graduated from Emporia State in May, but I did my student teaching through the USD 253 public schools, and I ended up doing my high school section of my student teaching with Glenn Wollard at the high school. And we were finishing up, and Dathan Fisher gets a hold of me and says, hey, I need to talk to you. So, okay, sure, I'm going to be positive about that. So I meet him like a week after school gets out, and he says, hey, I know you work at Mark II. I know you do a little woodworking. How would you like to do industrial tech? I said, number one, what is that? So he gave me the rundown of what it is. And then I said, well, I'll do it if you give me a contract and I'll pay for my praxis for the industrial tech side of things. And so here I am finishing up the first year and loving it.
So the next question, how's it been?
It's been great. I've been enjoying it. A lot of the kids had some a lot of questions with how to run the tools. And the main thing I tell them is that they're like wild beasts. You gotta tame the saws. You gotta tame the drills. And I've caught them telling each other that. And it's been great to see them kind of coaching each other and all those little experiences that fall under that.
So how much growth have you seen in your students here from September through now in April?
Well, quite a bit of growth. You know, we started out a project which was just a box, 45-degree angles. They were 12-inch long sections, and I think about three of them came out at 12 inches. Everything else were either too big or too small, and any more kids are cutting right on the dot. They're able to help each other. They are asking a lot of questions that I haven't even posed to them. So they're coming to me with questions that they've researched, and that's a big win in my book if they're willing to go find information themselves and then come talk to me about it.
So you're looking forward to year number two?
Yes, I am, very much so. Many more years to come.
So you still plan on seeing with technology, industrial technology then?
Yeah, I certainly plan to. I've fallen in love with it more than I thought I had previously, so I think I found a nice little gig that
unless
I'm
Mr. enjoying. Fisher comes knocking at your door again.
That might happen.
So it's been a positive experience then, year number one?
Yes, sir. It's been very positive.
Well, Adrian, thanks. Thanks for all you do for the kids. We appreciate that. You know, teaching is it's a tough job, and we're certainly glad that you're here and performing as you are. So congratulations on a positive first year.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Adrian Inglace, a technology teacher at Emporia High School, year number one. Well, Allison?
Fabulous first year.
Yeah, I tell you what, a lot of positives here first year.
And this is a great example illustrating how math concepts are applied, right? So music and technology, industrial technology. So that worked out well. It wasn't planned.
Way to tie that in.
Hey, you're welcome.
That is good. Well, another great Emporia showcase with Dr. Allison Anderson Harder, Superintendent USD 253. We appreciate Riley Lane, Claudia Carranza, Adrian Inglace, and Tyler O'Dell for joining us here this morning. And again, congratulations on your great first years, and looking forward to having you back here at USD 253 for year number two. And Allison, thanks. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. We're very, very thankful for our first-year teachers, and they've done a really great job.
Yes,
thank you for having us.
Our showcase brought to you this morning by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, NMLS number 424226.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former President